Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up? Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's your boy, Liko Mack. I tell you what, I'm a little bit more live this week, man. I'm feeling a little bit better than last week, man. It was kind of crazy, y'all. I don't know what was going on, man. It was the weather, if it was just the time. I don't know what was happening, man. But I hope everybody is on the right foot now, man. Got everybody, all your time and stuff set straight, all your clocks and everything like that, because we definitely know that time change is something, man, losing that hour or whatnot. But I tell you what, it's been a great day, you know, made it home safe, so I can't trip. You know, we had a great weekend, and it was crazy at the building. You know, we had two. Actually, we had a party at our building. I had to go DJ at another building. So, you know, I actually was just kind of like, man, really? You know, so I was DJing. As I was DJing, my wife, we had another party. It was supposed to be a birthday party as well. And come to find out, it got kind of crazy up there, man. It was like one of them, I don't know what they turned it to, after-hour spots for kids or something, man. You know, we got a birthday party, man. He had it turned up all the way, man. I'm talking about to 100, man. He had, like, I've been hold so many people. It was, like, close to 300 people in the building, which I, you know, of course, I've been hold that many. But they was, they had people still lined up outside, you know, kids from 16 to 21 or something like that, man. So my wife was, you know, kind of going crazy, and I didn't get a chance to leave that party till 1:30. And so they didn't leave the two. And after they got out, when I got to the building, you know, they started shooting and all that kind of stuff on the southwest side of Fort Worth, man. So, you know, we can't have that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? I really hate that it happened. You know, it was a successful event. They didn't fight inside the building. There wasn't no fighting outside. It's just that I think that crowd, when they get outside, is just a point of, hey, I got a gun. Let me show you what I got and what I can do. And then somebody else start popping off. And, you know, it just was really didn't make no sense. So, of course, you know, without saying, we told the guy we can't do that kind of stuff at our building. So, man, good luck to you. You know, I'm glad you had a successful event, but we can't do that type of stuff. So we understand, because even when I was going, I'm 42, but when I was in the club at 21 and 18, they were doing the same thing. So a lot of them was fighting in the club, but they were definitely shooting after the club sometimes at some points, you know, not all the time. But it's those type of things that keep us from really enjoying ourselves and really having a good time. But if we get a handle on stuff like that when we go out, you know, no matter what the age, you know, maybe it could be a lot more things for our kids to do and teenagers to do, but we just got to learn how to act, man. It was drinking in our building, man. I mean, smoking weed and everything, man. There was a lot of stuff going on, and it was very unacceptable, man. So it was very disrespectful to us and our neighbors that's around our building, too, as well. But we just can't have that thing. You can't do people's buildings. It's like going to somebody's house. You just can't do whatever you want, man. We have tobacco on our speakers, tobacco in our toilets, all on our toilet seats, in the back of the toilet, all on our dance floor, everything, man. It was just very disrespectful. And so I just, you know, just hope that, man, if y'all are somebody who do parties or whatever you do, that you respect somebody's place of business when you do that. So, but anyway, man, we got all this crazy stuff going on in the news, man. You know, one guy here in Fort Worth, we're actually just a police, so we want to pray for a police officer that's been shot here in Fort Worth probably about an hour or two ago, maybe. Probably about a couple of hours, a few hours ago. So he's in the ER, I'm pretty sure, right now, shot multiple times. So we want to pray for him, his family. I think it was a guy. We also had another police officer down here spraying some motorcyclists, trying to spray them with OC spray, you know, tear gas and all this kind of stuff, you know, with pepper spray. They actually had it on camera. And so, you know, they actually, at that instant, they actually just took him off of traffic duty. And, you know, to me, that type of behavior for a police officer, especially that he wasn't any threat for anything. He wasn't a threat for his life. You know, nobody said anything, did anything. They were just driving by on their motorcycles, as far as what it looked like. And they just actually, when he started spraying them, you know, started spraying the motorcyclist, trying to spray them anyway, with pepper spray. And it was caught on camera. And they just, like I say, they just stopped him from being on traffic duty, which I think he should be fired, because, you know, that could have really hurt somebody doing that type of thing, especially if your life wasn't in danger. You know what I'm saying? I can see if they were trying to run you over and you were trying to, I mean, I understand that, but they just was driving by and he's just spraying them for no reason. I also had another black officer who killed, he was off duty, police officer at the time. Anyway, he was a police officer nevertheless, killed a Hispanic guy, killed somebody else, shot somebody else and injured them. I guess they was trying to steal something from him out of his car, or what, trying to steal his car or something of that nature. I don't know. exactly the particulars, but they were actually just trying to steal. So they actually got in their car, the stolen car, whatever that they were in. Then he got in his car and pursued them and rammed their car and actually shot in that car and killed one of the guys, injured one of the others. And I just say that he's a black officer. And I would say, just like I would say, if it was a white officer, a Hispanic officer, he needs to be dealt with. He needs to be charged with murder and need to be dealt with, just like anybody else would. So when I say, you know, we talk about cops and this thing, I don't care who it is, but if he gets fired and he gets dealt with, we need to do the same with these white cops who are out here killing unarmed black guys and anybody unarmed, period. You know, it's not doing anything. It really don't matter what color they are, but really it's just been a lot of black unarmed people getting shot, you know, here lately. And so that's the point that I stress, you know, Black Lives Matter, and we do have to watch these police officers because they definitely need to be dealt with in certain situations. But mainly our lives matter. We already know that. But, you know, we just need to be, as cops, as people of the law, you know, you have to hold a higher standard to yourself, you know, and not do stupid stuff like that, you know. So definitely look out. We know you're human and all that, but still make better decisions. That's why you're a cop. You know, you're supposed to make the rational and right decisions. And if you don't make the right decision, you need to get dealt with like a civilian does. And that's all I have to say about that. But happy Tuesday. We got a lot of stuff going on. This is going to be like an update show. I'm only on for an hour tonight. Usually I'm on 2 hours from 7 to 9. But tonight I'm only on for an hour and because I got some other stuff I got to do. So I apologize. And next week I kind of try to get myself back on track. But anyway, got some other stuff going on. But you know how we do it, man. Before I get off on a tangent, really, then you know what's going on in the community. You know, we always give homage to the Most High, man. We just like to let him know that we really appreciate him and you know, letting us live another day, another week, another hour. You know, it's nothing promised. The next day, the next minute is not promised. So we thank him for keeping us strong and keeping our strength. And a lot of us didn't make it. You know, from this week to from last Tuesday to this Tuesday, a lot of people didn't make it. So we want to keep those people in prayer. A lot of people in the hospital, keep them in prayer as well. Just keep everybody in prayer. Keep everybody in this world in prayer. You know, we just all need it at some point. So I'm getting my man Alexis Spice Steady right here, and I love this song here, man. She's an awesome performer, awesome singer, and I love this song. But we'll be right back. It's Sagu Radio, man. Your boy Liko Mac definitely holding it down, man. Big shout out to all our family out there, man. You know, the answer is you show, man. Also, we want to give a big shout out to Off the Chest Show, getting ready to do that live filming coming up here next to the stage. We're gonna get into all that though. Here is Electric Spike Steady right here on Sagu Radio. So don't go nowhere. I'll be right back. All right, I'm telling you, it's off the chain, baby. All right, if you game up, your boy Liko Mac. Don't move.
Chilling down in the dump, wondering how to take the next big jump. Don't know how to get over it. I think I need to sit before I have a fit, but man, I just can't quit. Going out of my mind. My God, I need to chill before I'm left behind. When you catch the sky, I wanna be ready. Not stressing over this, Lord, keep it steady.
All right. Electric Spike, definitely in the building, man. Steady, man. I love that song, man. That is an awesome song. And, man, I just love her. She sings a lot of great stuff, man. And her lately, I just kind of been kind of up on Electric Spike, man. But big shout out to my wife, man. Y'all continue to keep her in prayer, man. My kids, my family, you know, as I keep y'all in prayer as well. Big shout out to Miss Kay doing her thing, man. She had a great show yesterday. Of course, you know, definitely if you didn't check it out, definitely check it out on the archive on the 14th here. Yeah, on the 14th. Today is the 15th. So she had a great show. Of course, it is National Women's Month this month, and which when is it not, you know, Women's Month, to tell you the truth. Women are really putting it together, getting it together, man, and putting it down, man, you know. We definitely want to give praise to the women as well, man, you know, because they definitely do a lot in our communities, from raising kids to owning their own businesses to helping others, you know what I'm saying? Just giving life itself is just a hard task itself, man. And now, if you're a brother out there and you have a woman that's either pregnant or have had kids for you or whatever, man, you need to definitely thank them, because every time they do that, they put their lives on the line for you and that child, you know what I'm saying? So definitely don't take that for granted, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, y'all, we definitely in this thing, man, and this week is going to be a busy week as well, man. Thursday, you know, of course, we got the Black Wall Street Mixer, man, brought to you by Black Wall Street Fort Worth and Legacy Entertainment, man, you know what I'm saying? Legacy Network, I'm sorry, not Legacy Entertainment. Legacy Network, man, we come together and we have a networking event for black businesses, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely want to get our black businesses together, get them on one accord, get them on one street, so to speak, as my boy Ro put it, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely want to get that going. We're working on it right now with our Black Wall Street Mixer. We want to invite you out 6:30 to 9:00. You know, actually, you know, we come in 6:30 to 7:00. We kind of mingling and getting everybody together. Then we start our presentations with our you know, prayers and a lot of different things like that. So we have a lot of other different things going on as well during our Black Wall Street Mixer. You know, we talk about a lot of different things. We have people to come in and actually they get a chance to present their business and what they do as well. So we have light refreshments that we also have. I think we have like some sandwiches and different drinks, different things like that. So you get a chance to get some things going on with that. Also, you know, we also have a lot of other things going on too. And I you know, I know normally we don't want to steal Miss Kay's thunder, you know, as what she does. She always do the scoop and the loop, as y'all already know, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to bring her in. I'm not sure if she's ready, but we're going to bring her in live and talk about some other upcoming things that we have going on as well. Miss Kay, how you doing today?
I'm great. How y'all doing?
All right. You know, we in this thing, man. We just going to do an hour today. I was telling everybody we just going to be on for an hour. We're going to get this thing going. And I got some other stuff I have to take care of, but I definitely didn't want to leave our family in limbo by not doing the show today, because I was almost in the verge of canceling the show, but at the same time I didn't want to do that, so definitely want to put in a little time with our Sagu Radio fam and our Bomb Radio Network fam as well. So we was just actually getting into the scooping the loop a little bit, just kind of giving people some updates on what's going on, and I was just talking about the Black Wall Street Mixer that we'll be actually putting on at Next to the Stage coming up here on Thursday. Which will be the 17th, and we'll be doing that. We ask everybody to get there about 6:30 if you can. 7 o'clock we start the presentation. Actually got some great things going on, like say light food, and I just come in and kick it and enjoy the meeting everybody and listen to their presentation and what they have to bring to the table. We also gonna have a guy performing this Thursday as well, named Michael IDM, and he has a song called Size mm-hmm. Doesn't Matter. And it's a great song, and that's the same guy I had on the show actually last week. He's going to be performing. He wanted to come and perform, and I thought that'd be kind of a different twist. So he'll be coming and performing earlier as the mixer begins, up in the early parts of the mixer. Also, we'll be streaming the mixer live this time. We'll be starting to stream the mixer live on YouTube. So y'all definitely make sure y'all can check it out on YouTube. Those that can't make it, we'll definitely be live streaming the mixer, so that's going to be an awesome thing as well. So everything, I mean, what you got going on, Miss Kay? What's happening with you? I know we talked a little bit about the show and everything, and so we'll get to that in a minute. But what you got going on? What's been happening?
And I'm just hanging in here, just going out in the community and across different things, just doing my thing. You know how I can't do it. My show yesterday was pretty good as usual. But
It's Women's Month. It's Women's Month, so they know what time it is.
Yes, it is. Oh yeah. So it was good, and I just have some information about things that's going on in the community, and let you know about Easter egg hunt, pre-Easter egg hunt. Some good stuff.
Okay. Well, shoot, go on in, you know, like I said, if you want to throw it out there, I mean, and those who listen, y'all already know, this kid does a show on Mondays. The Answer Is You show comes on every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. And so we definitely, she does, she loves a lot of different things and talk about the community as well. But if you're a business, black business, she loves to put them out there and put you out there and blast you. So you definitely need to get with her and listen to her show. It's an awesome show. She does great. She enjoys it. You know what I'm saying? It's a great thing. So, like I said, if you didn't hear the archive, if you didn't listen to the show yesterday, definitely go to the archive and look up the Answer Is You show right here on under the Bomb Network, and you can definitely check out the shows and see what it's about. And so we definitely in this thing doing it for the community, for the people. We don't do it for ourselves. It's for you guys. So excuse me, we definitely enjoy of doing it, you know what I'm saying? So, we just try to be dedicated to what we do, and we're looking to try to have some other dedicated people, that come on and we can make the bomb back what it was, where it used to be. We used to have five shows, and we're going to get back to that here in a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So, but right now, we just holding it down and doing our thing. So, come to think about it, I know we got a little bit more time, too. Also, Easter egg hunt, I know you talked about it last night as well, but we have the We Are One rally actually coming up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you probably have that in your scoop in the loop and stuff like that as well, too. But I just want to put it out there as well that we do have the We Are One rally, and we'll be at the Serrano Ranch Apartments off of Calmont this month. We want to thank them for opening their doors up for us, and we'll be talking from everything from domestic violence to HIV and AIDS to getting IDs for your property. For the police department, we have Success and Respect. We talk about sickle cell itself. Mm-hmm. Stopping the violence. Golly, voting. We got it. Yeah.
Crime
prevention. You know, and they'll actually be out there doing. Like I said, they'll be doing the scans you can put on your items, your items and stuff as well. They'll be also be doing kid tag as well, kids ID, so they'll be doing that as well. So it's a good, great thing. We're gonna be moving next month. We'll be at the Times Square Apartments right off of James Street. We'll be there next month. So we already got that set up. May we might not have one due to a lot of graduations and stuff that's happening in the month of May.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably be kicking it back off in June, but we definitely have one next month at Times Square. We'll definitely let you know more about that as time comes up. But anyway, it's about the time. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and like Miss Kay, I know she's been waiting. I kind of stole a little bit of her thunder, but
okay.
I apologize for that. She got her thing. We're still gonna let her do her thing. I know she got some more stuff. That was a scoop in the loop with Miss Kay coming up. I don't lost my train of thought. Anyway, we got the scoop in the loop with Miss Kay, man. Go ahead, Miss Kay. What's going on with you?
All right. We have on March the 17th from 6:30 to 8 p.m., we have Next to the Stage at 4612 Granberry Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76133, the Black Wall Street Mixer.
We'll be doing that to 9 o'clock.
It'll be 9?
We're going to start at 9. Yeah, we ain't going to do, because nobody really leaves at 8 o'clock anyway, so we just be out there just talking. So we think we're going to do it to 9 and give everybody a chance to really, display their business.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That's going to be from 6:30 to 9, and this is every third Thursday. And if you have any information, any questions, you can call 817-353-6893. On board will be Legacy Network, Off the Chest. We're going to also have If you haven't prepared your taxes contact Expert Taxes at 817-754-1917. That's Mr. Rowe. Contact him. He's a good guy, and he'll help you with the taxes or whatever would need to be done. And at the mixers, donations are accepted. You know, come in, you know, donate for the cows. We're doing it for the Maroon 9. So just come in and don't forget, you know, just donate. Okay, my second phase of the news is Niecy and Tam Easter Bash. It's March the it's on the Saturday. It's Saturday, March the 26th, 2016. It starts from 2 PM to 9 PM. The contact number is 817-404-6154. The other contact number is 817-471-8332. It's gonna be at the Bicentennial Park Community Center at 900 East Glendale. That's in Crowley, Texas, 76036. And please, and this is something that they're asking, please bring dyed eggs and bags of candy. And don't forget to bring the baskets for the kids to put their goodies in. And it'll be plenty of food and drinks. And it's family-friendly, and it's free. So mark your calendars for March the 26th. That'll be from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. And let's go out and do what we do. Also, we have a Pamela Noton. She have a Supreme Services. What they do, they clean houses for, you know, people that's needing it, you know. So, you know me, I put everybody out there I can. So if you need some good house cleaning or make readies, please give a call to 817-264-5903. That's Pam Noton. And let me see. Also, we have Alisa Walker. She is a she said a coach. I don't know, it's another word for it. But anyway, Body Beach Health and Fitness Coach is what she is. And she's good at the self-control fitness. It's her passion. And her name is Lisa Walker. If you want to get on a diet, and it's like a life skill coach. It's like a coach that keeps you on task when you're trying to, you know, lose weight and keep your health where it needs to be for whatever reason. So that's her passion. And if you would like to know more information about the Beach Body Health and Fitness, contact Ms. Lisa Walker at 817-703-8800. So that would be the scoop of the loop. Oh, you did the Serrano apartment. That's where we're going to have the rally, Wheel One Rally. Mr. Lico did that one. And that's the news for today.
All right. That'll work. We out for the show. All right. This is always something good to hear with Scooping the Loop. You know, if you want to be a part of Scooping the Loop, man, you definitely. How can I get in touch with you, Ms. K, if they want to be a part of Scooping the Loop?
Yeah, just give me a call at 817-566-4555. If you have anything going on in the community, any community functions, or if even the Dappers or anybody out there that's throwing something big, you know, because they do different things, different organizations, you know, they do different things. And I just want, you know, everybody to know if there's any announcement, you know, that can help, just like the Easter egg hunt. I think that's real cool of those ladies. They try to give back to the community, you know. You know, remembering mm-hmm. how it was when they grew up. So be there, you know, support them. And then maybe we can have many, many more years of it.
Yeah, that's real talk. You know, it's all about support, you know, and we want to encourage everybody mm-hmm. doing anything. If you have something that you got going on, we want to encourage you to come to the mixer. We want to encourage you to, you know, to be involved. You know, I mean, it's good to do things on the internet and on the computer. It's cool. Mm-hmm. We want to invite you to get out. Get out and be a part of what we got going on, you know, and we want to be a part of what you have going on, you know, and I know everybody can't make it all the time, But just we just need to get out and start interacting with each other, you know what I'm saying? And and understand that we all in this game together, you know. So I know some people have their little cliques and, you know, you ain't on our level and all that kind of stuff, you know. We got to really watch that type of thing, you know, and remember that we was once at a level where we was, you know what I'm saying? I don't care how big you are, you know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, you just got to know how it is, man. You know, you seen the movies with somebody on top 1 minute, next thing you know, the person that was on the bottom is now on top. And now they looking at you crazy. Now you asking them for help. You want, you know, and you can't, you know, just look down on everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? And expect, like I said, one day you don't have to be down there looking up at somebody else, you know. And it might be the same person that you've been looking down at the whole time instead of trying to help, you know. So we gotta really understand that we all in this thing together, you know. And it's enough out here for everybody. And that's, like I said, once you come, you'll hear the legacy presentation. We also, like I said, next month, we have a great thing going on for those who might can't make it. But we'll be showing, if you can go see the preview of this, it's called Black Friday. Go see the movie trailer for this. And Rogue guy, he has it. And next month, we'll be actually looking at that movie. So we'll actually be looking at it, discussing it, and then we'll do some business presentations as well, you know, letting people get to talk about their business. But mainly we just really want to put our minds in a situation to where we can be more effective as much as possible. So once we get our minds thinking in that aspect, we can be more effective. And, you know, and a lot of people, they think on a certain level. And I want people to understand that, you know, that we have no beef with no race, you know, never
That's
have
true.
And never will. So when we say Black Wall Street, or when we say what we're talking about, black businesses, I mean, we are. We love our black businesses, and that's what we're going to stand behind is our black businesses. You know, so if you're not about that, if that's not what you're about, or you feel like, well, I don't want to be just a black business, and I say that you just deal with black people or that you talk bad about white people or nothing like that. It's not down in nobody.
That.
It's just saying that we have to have pride in what we do. Everybody else has their thing. You look around, you see Mexicans with their businesses.
That's
you see white people,
true.
Chinese people with their business. Arabs with their business. We're the only ones a lot of times we don't really have no place to go. So we have to really take pride and be understanding what we're trying to do here. And we're trying to build, we're working on building something with our people, for our people, like we used to have back in the day, where every business around us was pretty much black. The cleaners, the stores, a lot of things around us was black. You know, now we don't have that. So then we're trying to get back to that point. Are we trying to kill anybody or hurt anybody in the process? No. We just want to transfer our dollars and say, hey, you know, we have the money to make this work. We have the money to make it work. We make everybody else rich. So this is what this movie kind of does. It kind of puts your mind in that frame of like, dang, you know, we making all these people, all these rims that we get, all these Louis Vuittons, all the stuff that we buy. It had nothing to do with us. We just making somebody else rich. But we have somebody here, and we right here in Fort Worth, there in the area that make purses or have purses that maybe you can buy and support. We have somebody. We have black people here that sell her. You know, so instead of going down there to the Chinese store getting her, you know,
amen.
We want to connect you with somebody black that says, hey, I got a car over here at my store. You know, go and travel a little bit, a couple of more miles, a few more miles, spend a few more dollars, you know, on that her, you know, to keep them, you know, in business. And as people buy more, they can probably lower their prices after a while and say, hey, well, I got enough revenue coming through, you know, I can lower it a little bit, you know. You know, we got to understand that they're just an independent business, you know, and they trying to make it. So that's our thing. So if you want to know, I got white friends and I don't want to disrespect my white friends or nothing like that, this is not really what it's about, you know what I'm saying? You know, because we're really here focused on black businesses. So if you're more targeting and more worried about your white friends and white businesses, you might want to keep on doing your thing. You're not part of that 2% that we need. So, you know, I'm just putting it out there, and I mean, like I said, we love everybody. It's not no hate in this. Whatever we talk about, we just really want to upgrade our black businesses and let them know that we have people here that can support them, which we all can. We just have to redirect our dollars in that direction.
Yes,
you know. First of all, too, we have to start find out where they are, because a lot of times we don't know where black businesses are because we're so spread out.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Oh, we definitely want to try to get that together where we can. You know, really get a base where we can know where we are, what we're looking for. So, like I said, you can see that presentation at the mixer as well. Like I said, the mixer is going to be Thursday night from 6:30 to 9. I'm sorry. We have a live entertainment, which will be my cousin, you know what I'm saying, like, a cousin of mine, Michael IMD, and he has some good songs.
All right.
He'll be performing one of his songs, man, Size Ain't a Number. Size Don't Matter, I'm sorry. That's what it's called, Size Don't Matter. So he'll be doing that, which is awesome. And like I said, we'll just be networking and really just redirecting our thoughts and putting our thinking caps on and making it more like a think tank, like my boy Rose said, you know, just where we can come together and process and figure out ways to make things better for our businesses to really come across and maybe have other opportunities for somebody else that might need some of our services out there. You know, we just trying to make sure our money don't leave our communities in 6 hours like it's been leaving and different things like that. So,
right.
It's a lot of things that we got going on over there. So if you hear this and you live in the Fort Worth area, please come by every third Thursday from 6:30 to 9. We'll be actually at next to the stage event complex, 4612 Granberry Road, 76133. And we'll put that out there again as well, you know, but that's the next to the stage event complex. And also doing some great things. And Friday, like you said, we'll be at Serrano Ranch Apartments doing the We All One rally, like we said before. And we got a lot of mixture of stuff there. We have D-Ray actually performing that night. He's going to perform two songs. But we are also, in between that, we also try to give a little entertainment to kind of break it up a little bit. But we have some great, great stuff. Success to Respect is doing their deal. Like I said, we also got crime prevention tagged on with us, which I think is great, made it bigger. We got the HIV and AIDS. They'll be doing live testing. They'll be live testing out there at the place. So they'll be doing live HIV and AIDS testing out there.
That's a blip.
At the rally. Yeah, so they'll be coming around with us at different apartments. So that's good. We'll be talking about sickle cell. Like I say, Maroon 9 will be in the house doing that. We have Miss Kay. You know, she actually be out there. She'll be actually giving you giving domestic violence and, you know, advice. And hopefully y'all say, you know, conference if you need to talk. She
right.
definitely want to, you know, get with you and talk to you about what's going on. And hopefully, you know, actually see what's going on. Maybe she can help you if that's the move that
right.
you want to make. They also had the, which, you know, I know Miss Kay had, she talked about this, but they also be having the actual domestic violence, another organization that will be coming behind you, actually just talking about another opportunity that you may have. If talking is not what you need at that time, maybe they can, you know, we can reference you in some other direction if that's not what
exactly.
you need at that point. But we definitely want to give you options in everything that we're doing out there at the rally. So if, you know, if it's something that, you know, Maroon 9 can't do, maybe we can transfer you over to somebody that can do something else. Just like Ms. K, you know,
right.
like, hey, man, they might say, well, I don't really want to move out. I just want to talk. Well, hey, everything you need to Ms. K real quick. You know, she can talk to you, you know. We'll be talking
right.
about voting. We'll be talking about, I mean, so much
yeah.
stuff that's wrapped into these couple of hours that it's kind of hard to put out. But I just really want to thank Serrano Ranch. And
right.
it's off of Calmont. I think it's 8222. I can't remember the address, really. Calmont Avenue. And like I said, it's over there in West Fort Worth off of 30 and Cherry Lane. So we're going to have a good time. And like I said, next month we'll be over here off of James Street doing our rally in April. So it's just some great things. We've been doing some nice things, you know, and like in this case, she does a lot of stuff herself, and I want people to understand that we really want to get Miss Kay. She does so much stuff. It's kind of hard to in a box because she, you know, she does so much. But you know, while we got you on the line, Miss Kay, I really want you to you know, let the people know what you have going on, and you know, just put it out there. You know, I said we're working on. We got 24 minutes left in the show, and but just put it out there. You know, just put out what you do. Let people know.
Yes. I also have a mobile DNA center. It's called This Is It. I administer DNA testing, immigration, drug testing, whatever type of test. Even I even have the evasion test, which is while a lady is pregnant, I can still draw the blood, and you can still find out if it's whomever is the daddy. So I do that also, and also I am a senior associate of Legal Shield. So if you're looking for some type of peace of mind, your children going off to school, and you want to make sure they're covered, because a lot of times it's not us, our children, that get into stuff. It's other people, that kids that haven't been taught. that, you know, get us, you know, they might want to start a fight. These days, you don't have to have no reason for anything. If you own a job or and you feel like you're wrongly treated, you know, they have legal representation for that. And the good thing about it, too, they even have living wills and, you know, theft protection. And I just think if you have a family, you want the best for them because we can't be everywhere, you know, as a parent. So you want to make sure legally if they need to be, if need be, they have representation. And it'll give you a peace of mind. So if anyone is interested, please give Ms. Kay a call. We got to protect our children. We can't be there 24/7. Not so wishing nothing bad to happen to no one. Even if you already have existing tickets and things like that, they can help you on that. So don't cower away. And it's just $20 a month. The first initial haven will be $30 because the application is 10 plus your 20 if you're going to get a family plan. So it's worth $20. You know, sometimes we go to a restaurant and sit down and pay $20, and, you know, we don't even eat all we eat, or sometimes we lose $20. So put your family first. Think about your family and their protection. You know, we don't want anything to happen, but we want to learn to be ready for the unknown. So if you're interested, please give Ms. Kay a call at 817-566-4555. I appreciate you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'll tell you what, and she always, you know, is doing something, you know what I'm saying? And I thank her for, you know, being a part of you know, the Bomb Radio Network and everything that she's done. Like I said, ever since she's been in, she's been dedicated, you know, and in this endeavor here. And I, you know, we definitely appreciate it. I know a lot of people that be listening appreciate you as well, you know, and I mean, everything
thank
that you're doing,
you.
I really want to find some other things. So if you know of a job that might need, you know, being actual, you know, testing or, you know, on the job testing or something like that, you know, actually the DNA, all that stuff, man, definitely, definitely put it and keep it in mind. Because I know a lot of times we don't think that people do that kind of thing. Definitely got to start keeping it in mind. Yeah. So once we really get that directory and get things really going, I think it's going to be okay.
Man.
You know, we just got to figure out where to keep, you know, find everybody. So it's going to be awesome. You know.
And I can't wait, too. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
But look, let me ask you something. On the theft protection at the apartment complex, is there a fee for anything?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Is there a fee? You know, you say like the theft protection, the people that's going to be there putting the labels on you at the apartment, you know, when we go to the rally Friday.
No, it's absolutely free. Everything that we're doing out there is absolutely free. I'm glad you asked that question, but it's absolutely free. Like I say, the actual event is free. Food will be provided. You know, a little something here and there. We ain't got no doggone Golden Corral going on and everything, but we try to have something for our people out there. For those who are concerned about parking, like Ms. Kay was, and I'm glad she asked that question because it was an awesome question about people parking, because we know tow trucks get busy because they want their money, you know, and everything like that. But we were advised and we were definitely assured that they will let the tow truck companies know that we are that we'll be there. And we're not going to be late, but still that we're going to be there and that so not to come through their complex picking up any cars at that time. So we will be safe from 7, you know, from around about that 6 to 10 o'clock window.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have a good time and not worry about somebody coming in and taking our cars away from us. And, you know, so that's a great thing. And I'm glad you brought that up too, Ms. Kay, as well. We're going to make sure that that is something every complex we go to agrees to, you know. If they can't agree to that, we're not going to be able to do it there, you know what I'm saying? So we don't want no people that's involved in what we're doing to be out of anything. We want it to be absolutely free. And can everything we do be free? No, maybe not. But I think we give more than enough stuff to our community to where, you know, at some point it might be a kickback to where we have to say, you know what, now as far as that being with you know, Legacy Network right now. Like, everything's free. Everything you get in for free, you do it. Everything is free. You know what I'm saying? So we just really want people to understand that, you know, it's enough. And like I said, some stuff that we is for free. Some people charge, man, $25, you know, dollars to get into and do a lot of stuff. There's a lot of information. But it's all about the community. That's why we do it for free. You know, it's not about the money. It's more about the awareness. And we want to be proactive and not reactive in the things that we do. You know, we really want to keep our people and our family safe and everything. That's why we do it. But we got about 17 minutes left. You know, Miss Cam, I'm going to go to a song right here, man. I like my boy Special Ed. And we'll be right back. You know, this is Sagu Radio, man. We just off the chain talking about stuff we got going on. We just kind of doing our thing since we're only doing an hour today. So, but it's all good, you know. We really getting it together. So I thank you, Miss K, for being on. I see Unc in the building. He over there on the sideline. So appreciate you, Unc, doing your thing, man. God bless you. But we'll be right back. This is Special Ed. I got it made right here on Sagu Radio.
I'm your idol, the highest title, numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. And understand I got the gift of speech, and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I talk sense condensed into the form of a poem, full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short, I got it made, I got it made, I got it made. I'm outspoken, my language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, the coolin' is all that I'm about, just fooling with the girlies that's busting it out. I'm Special Ed, and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me a titan to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it made, got it made, got it made. I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. Never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut, and my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, yet I still want more. Kind of find a Honda Scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An account to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear outwear to everyday. Boutique from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made 1 million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink 1 million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made, I got it made, I got it made, I got it made. I'm kinda spoiled, cause everything I want I got made. I wanted gear, got everything from cotton to suede. I wanted leg, I didn't beg, I just got laid. My hair was growing too long, so I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got cascade, and when the weather was hot, I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. And what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later. Cause my waiter made potatoes, alligator souffle. I got it made, I got it made, I got it made, I got it made.
Girl K with The Answer Is You, where we talk about life events, local news, and having the answers for the questions in the community. So check me out every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. on thebombradionetwork.com.
This is your girl K with This Is It DNA Diagnostic Mobile Center. You're listening to Step Your Game Up Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
We back. That was Miss K, of course. You know, her voice is the only one that usually on here doing the commercials anyway, man. I need to get in there and do something, man. But it's been, I've been kind of, you know, been lazy. I can say I ain't gonna make nothing up for it. Just been ain't did nothing. So, but anyway, but I thank you, Ms. K, for doing that. We definitely back at Sagu Radio for those who just tuned in, man. Step Your Game Up Radio, your boy Lico Mac definitely holding it down, man. Ms. K definitely in the building. She's also, like I said, on the commercials, she's also the host of The Answer Is You radio show, Mondays from 6 to 8. And she does a lot of different topics. This month she's representing the women with International Women's Month. So I think that's a great thing with a lot of women, the guests, and different businesses and different things like that. So definitely tune in if you listen to this on archive. So really, really, it's a nice show. We get it in, man. The Bomb Radio Network, best in music broadcast. Definitely get it in. So, but anyway, talking about a lot of different things, you know what I'm saying, going on. Did you hear, you know, come to think, did you hear about the officer that killed the Hispanic guy, the black officer
right.
that killed a Hispanic? Did you hear about that?
Uh-huh.
What is your opinion on that? Did you hear anything about it, or do you have a, you know?
Nah, I don't have, I mean, you know, I caught the tail end of it.
Oh, okay. Well, supposedly he had actually, you know, caught the guys trying to steal something from him, and he chased them down, hit their car with his car, rammed his car with their car, and then actually, you know, ended up shooting the guys, you know, killing one of them, you know, and so that's kind of, I mean, you know, that's kind of what the gist of it was. After they left his house, he still came and wrecked them, you know. He chased after them.
Okay. But see, my thing is, the part that I came in on, they was talking about what the gent, you know, he caught him stealing. And I don't know how it went. They saying it was an overkill, they feel. But, you know, I guess until you in those shoes, you really don't know what you're going to do. You know?
Yeah.
You can say, oh, this is the way the law should be. But when someone is taking something from you that you work hard for, you know, I mean, you just
With being a police officer, do you think it's worth, I mean, so being a police officer, I could see if it was a civilian. But being a police officer,
right.
you hold yourself to a higher regard of certain things. You're already getting paid $4,000 or something a month, even though somebody's taking something from you. You know, and I'm saying,
yeah.
I just feel like even if it was a black cop, I mean, a white cop killed a black kid. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, and my thing is the same. I feel the same way. You know, he needs to be dealt with because if he took something from you,
right.
You know, I can see if they branded a gun or they did it at gunpoint.
Right.
You know, something
right.
of that nature. But after they leave the scene,
right.
after they gone, like somebody tried to steal something from, they tried to take our trailer out here in front of our house. Of course, they didn't get a chance to take it. But they was
right.
in the point. If I had my gun, I could have easily shot them. You know what I'm saying? You know, thank God I didn't
uh-huh.
have my gun, but I wouldn't have shot him
right.
in the first place anyway because
right.
it wasn't, you know what I'm saying?
It wasn't that type
because,
of...
Right, you know, it wasn't that... So my thing is sometimes you have to really use discretion because, I mean, even if you... Why are you going to ram their car and then stop and shoot them? You know what I'm saying?
But see, that's the thing about it. You know, that's when... I feel like this. He's trained in it. And he went into trainer's mode, not making it right, you know. Because to me, once you hit him with the car, why the gun?
Yeah.
You know, you,
yeah,
ram,
you
the
ram
the
car
to stop it.
You know, just hold him.
Right.
Just hold him at gunpoint. Just hold him at gunpoint and call for
right.
backup. Look, I got some suspects trying to steal something from me, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And for one thing, you shouldn't have never really chased him. That's what I feel about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you shouldn't
you know,
chase him because this
you
is
should
not
never
a
chase.
Job. You, this is your home. You shouldn't have chased it, you know, chased them at
right.
all, and that is correct. But I was just saying, that's just like a military person. You know,
uh-huh.
they, you try to break it, and they have. They might have a flashback on you. You know, that male or female wasn't trying, you know, that's
yeah,
what
right.
his head beat. You
uh-huh.
know, and I just think he was caught in between his training and reality.
Uh-huh.
His training let him do it in the street. And everybody know if somebody's breaking, well, from what I read, if someone's breaking into your home, you don't leave where it happened at to chase nobody.
Right.
But in
exactly.
his head, his training went into action, you
uh-huh.
know, because he a cop, he can do this, you know, this is what cops do. So he didn't separate I'm off duty from I'm on duty. That's what I'm looking at. It doesn't make it
I
right.
I can believe that, too.
I'm just, yeah, I'm trying to, you know, put myself in that train of thought as he was. But that's the only thing I can see. Once you left your home, once they left, you should have left it alone. To me.
Right.
But I'm not a trained cop. You know, I'm not a trained cop. So I just think he didn't separate I'm at home time with I'm off my job. He went straight into what his job mode. And that's what I think happened.
And that very well could be true too, because like I said, but at the same time now you put yourself in the situation. Now he's off in administrative leave, but I'm just like I feel like with anybody else, you know what I'm saying? You do that, I feel like you gotta be dealt with, just like anybody else would.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean you got to be dealt with, you know. And but I think I wanna see how long it takes them to fire him. Compared to firing somebody white, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Oh, you already know.
Yeah. You know, and they was talking about, you know, all this stuff. And they had the other guy. Did you see about the other guy that was going down 20, traffic stop with a cop down 287? And he's playing with pepper. And a motorcycle is going down 287. There's a motorcycle coming down 287. Did you see that? What you think about
so
that? We only got about 6 minutes left.
But what's going to happen on that?
I and that's crazy. And then also, like I was telling them too, also that you know about the police that got shot today as well. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
Dang.
What happened?
Can you hear me?
Let a nuke try me. I'ma get this home off my farmer. And I ain't playing with nobody. Burn on and I'ma catch a body. Let a nuke try me. I'ma get this home off my farmer. And I ain't playing with nobody. Burn on and I'ma catch a body. Got the math for the 40. Turn a bridge to some macaroni. Tell me how you want it. I'm on it. I really mean it, I'm just not recording. Get a go to chopper for all you aquas. Leave a beat, head imposter. You are an imposter, ain't got no money. Put the burner to his tummy and make it bubbly. I really hate news, love wearing all black, you should see my closet. Rock it all white when I'm feeling godly. Pop out like coke, I ain't got a pocket.
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network. On blogtalkradio.com.
All right, y'all. All right, we back. Don't know what was going on with that, but we definitely back, man. Miss Case, we be back on the line. We getting it in, you know, just talking about the cop who actually pepper sprayed a group of bikers here in Fort Worth on 287. I really think that was a decision that they made was bad. They actually, all they did was mainly just not fire, but downgrade the officer to not be a traffic cop again, you know. That's kind of what the deal was, you know what I'm saying? They just stopped him from being a traffic cop, you know. And I'm thinking, like, what's really going on with that?
But
you know, that's nothing.
The punishment, though? But what if those guys sped out and had an accident and killed, you know?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. They could have hurt a lot of people. You know, in that incident, mm-hmm. all you do is downgrade him from being a traffic cop. You know, that's not cool. You know, I think that he should be more. You know, more than that should should happen.
But see, that's how you know the good old boys still stand. You know, like back in the day with our grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, they gonna stick together and they gonna do what they do. They gonna protect one another.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And that's the sad part about it.
I mean, mm-hmm. and that's sad, but I mean, I just hope that he actually, you know, say get justice and you know, we stop all this, you know, I mean, we try not to look at it racially, you know, you try not to, and you don't want to, but you just see things in it.
You can't hide it.
Right.
You can't hide it. Racism is right here in our face, man.
Right. It's right there. Yeah. We still fight for equality, just like in the '60s. We still fight for justice that we should have, that we didn't have in this, you know, even back in the day, I should say, period. But, you know, it's just a thing. Like I said, you try not to look at it in that manner. And everybody, you looking at it, but that's what it is. You got to call it a spade, a duck, a duck, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? It has to be what it is, you know. And it just don't make no sense. So we will let y'all know next week what happens if you ain't found out yet. But it's some crazy stuff. You know, we got about, close to 2 minutes left in the show. But I want to thank Ms. Kay for, you know, being on and hopping on. And make sure you listen to Answers You every Monday from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time right here on the Bomb Radio Network. I'll be back on next week as well. Next Tuesday, if God say the same, we'll be here. Thanks, Unc, for listening in.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Thursday, y'all, we'll be at next to the stage doing the Black Wall Street Mixer. Man, we got some great stuff for you, so you don't want to miss it. Man, got some nice presentations. Hopefully we have a lot more different businesses in the building. I've been getting a lot of great responses, so I'm hoping that we have some great businesses, and we just grow this thing every month to where we can actually start connecting a lot of our black businesses together. And that's the whole goal with Black Wall Street Fort Worth and Legacy Network. So we definitely get into that. We'll be there from 6:30 to 9 next to the stage event complex, 4612 Granberry Road, 76133. Friday we are doing the We Are One rally at Serrano Ranch Apartments right there on Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll be there at Serrano Ranch Apartments. Like I say, having a lot of great information for you guys to listen to and be a part of. And man, we get it in. So we really want to appreciate everybody involved with that as well. We thank everybody who's just making it do what it do. You can't do it by yourself. And we don't think nobody's getting paid for doing none of this.
That's
all
true.
Voluntary.
That's true.
And that's the thing about it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has to get paid. So that's how we take care for our community and for our black businesses here in our metroplex and anywhere, really. But we just really getting it in. So, you know, we got 60 seconds left, man. And, I want to thank you, Ms. Kay, for hanging on in there. And, again, get them your numbers if they want to get in touch with you to be a part of your show.
Area code 814-555. And please call in. Give me the scoop. You know, I can't be everywhere. So call me and let me know.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's it. That's Ms. K. And that's definitely, like I said, we definitely in the building, the Bomb Radio Network. Hey, hit me up on Facebook, Angelico McKinney. Yeah, you definitely be a friend on Facebook. Hit me up, man. Let's keep in touch. Get in touch. Andrea Anderson on Facebook if you want to get in touch with Ms. K. You know what I'm saying? And we there for y'all, man. We are there for y'all. Man, big shout out to all our family out there, man. Legacy Network, big shout out to you. Big shout out to the Off the Chair Show. We definitely in the building, y'all. So thank y'all so much for tuning in. It's your boy Lico Mac with Miss K. We definitely in. We'll keep y'all in our prayers, man. We love y'all. Peace.
Goodbye.
All right. Have a good one, Miss K. All right, now. We'll see you later.
Okay,
all
you
right.
too. Be safe, y'all.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, you too now. Bye-bye.